Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
One of the things I'm going to be going over today in my part six of deliverance, I've been in the deliverance ministry for about 50 years. Sometimes it's heavier than other times. It's very pronounced right now. One of the questions I get, could I be dealing with something that is demonic, or is it just my flesh? And that's really a good question. If you suspect you need deliverance, you've gone through the normal channels of praying and fasting and reconsecration unto God and dealing with anything in your life that is of compromise, and yet the battle still rages and you still don't have victory, I would suggest for you to go through deliverance. You know, don't make deliverance weird. I don't believe Jesus was weird. I believe he had a heart for people to be set free. Not everything is a demon. It can be your carnal flesh. And you can't cast out the flesh, and you can't crucify a demon. You have to crucify the flesh and cast out the demon. But that still does not mean deliverance is not real. Deliverance is very real, and demonic bondages are very real. One of the first things you can do to help in your deliverance, you say, well, what can I do to help in my deliverance? I say this, hate sin. You must mean business with God. Your part is very vital. Because if you don't hate sin, those demons will come out and then they'll go get more buddies, more friends of theirs, and they'll come back at a more opportune time. So we must hate sin. And number two, you want complete deliverance from all spirits. You can't pick and choose which demons you want to leave. You've got to command all spirits. We had one brother that came in and he said, well, I want to be free of all these spirits, but I don't want to be free of this one. And let me tell you, you can't cast out the demon you love. It has legal right to be there. So it's very important. Number one, you hate sin. Mean business with God. Deliverance is not for the casual believer. All you want is relief. You know, we have to connect everything we do with kingdom purpose. Our money, our time, our talent. And deliverance is connected with kingdom purpose. What do you want to do? Just be free so you can be free? No, you want to be free to turn around and set someone else free. Number three, repent and confess your sins. You can do that before you ever get to the deliverance session. Get a spiral notebook out. And I mean, ask the Holy Ghost to show you anything in your life that displeases the Father. And He is faithful and just to do just that. Number four, you can start renouncing the spirits before ever coming to deliverance. You can. You're the gatekeeper. You can start rebuking and renouncing and releasing spirits before you ever get to the session. Self-deliverance is very real, and it's very good. It's very necessary. I think self-deliverance is awesome. I do self-deliverance on myself about every 6 months. Whether I think I need it or not, with what I do every day, I want to make sure that everything has been cut and cleansed off me. And I go through battles just like y'all go through battles. Number five, rid your surroundings of all influence, like charms or demonic books, records, friends, just anything that would be where a demon could be attached. There's certain books that you shouldn't even have in your house. I had a word of knowledge over a pastor's wife one time. And the Lord showed me a vision of her sitting in a wingback chair reading this big, thick book. And when I saw the book, I knew what she was doing and why she was on the phone screaming to me about she needing deliverance. And I said, "What book are you reading?" And she said, "Well, how do you know I'm reading a book?" I said, "Well, I see you sitting in a wingback chair and you're reading the book." And it was the trilogy of vampires. And she started screaming. And I said, "Look, you should not be reading that book. There are demons attached to that. Maybe a good book, but it will not be healthy for you. I'm not coming against the book in any way, but I just know I've dealt with enough vampires in my day to know that they're real and that they are demons that try to hurt people and break up marriages. Number 6, pray and fast for at least one meal. If you're preparing yourself for deliverance, fast that morning or fast that day. Fast a meal a day for a few days. It's not going to kill you to fast a meal a day. You're not going to die from that type of fast. And but give up food and sit at the foot of Jesus and inquire of the Lord, what do you need to be freed from? He will be glad to show you. And number 7, call on the name of the Lord. Let me go back over them. Number 1, hate sin. Number 2, want complete deliverance from all spirits. Number 3, repent and confess your sin. Number 4, start renouncing the spirits before coming for deliverance. You can do that. Number 5, rid yourself of surroundings that have demonic influence. Books, media, movies, music. Number 6, pray and fast at least a meal a day. Number 7, call on the name of the Lord. That's how you're going to get delivered. There are some things you need to do during deliverance. Number 1, be completely honest. All of the gory details are not important, but be completely honest. Number 2, humble yourself and acknowledge you need help. You can't go in there with a spirit of pride and a spirit of dignity. Deliverance isn't about dignity. If you want to keep your dignity, then don't go through deliverance. I've seen people that actually are so afraid of the manifestation that may happen. And I said, "Look, do you want the demon out or not? Don't worry about the manifestation. Manifestations did not concern Jesus. When that demon threw that boy in the fire, he said, 'How long has he been like this?' That didn't upset Jesus. Demons come out. We haven't gone over that yet, but there are some manifestations that are quite normal when demons leave. But we don't want to be afraid of the manifestation. You lay down your pride and humble yourself before God, and that demon will turn you loose. Number 3, while being taken through deliverance, don't pray for yourself and don't speak in tongues. Keep the airways open. You know, demons will normally come out your mouth. I've seen them come out different orifices of the body, but you may feel like you need to cough or burp or sigh or yawn or scream or weep. On the other hand, there may be no physical manifestations. Most of the time there are, but that demon leaves because you command it to go, not because it manifests. Will the evil spirits try to return? I get that question a lot. Yes, they will. You must command them to leave you alone as Jesus did in the temptation. You come back at a demon with the sword of the Spirit. Matthew 12:43-45. You keep your deliverance by continually praising God. Listen, demons don't want to live in a vessel that loves Jesus and praises God, keeps worship music on it. Remember, worship is one of the highest forms of deliverance. Another high form of deliverance is repentance. So, you know, keep your vessel clean. Number three, keep your deliverance by putting on the whole armor of God. Arm yourself. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes on your feet of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. All of these things, the armor of God, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep your deliverance by guarding against resentments, hurts, and anything along that line. So those are just some things and I have discovered down through the years that you can help in your own deliverance. I would recommend, if this is your first deliverance, I would recommend somebody that knows what they're doing and they can help take you through deliverance. There are many good deliverance ministers out there. I'm not the only one for sure. So, you know, I've just maybe have wielded the sword a few more times, but God has just used me down through the years in the area of deliverance. And I would keep it as simple as possible. God, the Holy Ghost, will show you how to set someone free. I have seen many, many wonderful things and how demons leave people. And the good news is they leave. Years ago, when I first got in deliverance, it would take me hours to get a demon out. That is not so now, because you do grow from faith to faith and strength to strength, and you grow from glory to glory. So now it's not that long. I'm not saying we don't sometimes run into something, especially when you're dealing with witchcraft, that's a little bit more embedded. But most demons in a vessel, they're ready to leave if that vessel loves God. They don't want to stay. I was casting out a demon the other week, and the demon spoke. And he said, I don't know how to get out. I said, no, this is what I did. I asked the demon, do you have legal right to be there? And the demon said, no. And I said, well, why are you still there? He said, I can't find my way out. And I said, you come out the mouth right now in the name of Jesus. And I had that person take immediate deep breaths and cough, and that demon came out just like that. And that person was free of that spirit. And so, you know, I've learned, you never learn it all. I feel like I have a thimbleful of revelation on deliverance, and I've been doing it for many years. You don't want to ever allow one negative thought to permeate your airspace. Demons operate through negative thought patterns, critical thought patterns, judgmental thought patterns. If you want to be bound, there's one sure way to be bound is speak negative, think negative. It's important that our thoughts are under the lordship of Christ and we bring down those thoughts that are against Christ. You know, it's important we make right choices. That's a freedom step. Make right choices. I know people that are continually operating in a spirit of error. They always make wrong choices. So you can be operating in a spirit of error because you're continually making wrong choices. So make right choices every day. Holy Ghost will show you. Move forward by faith. You move forward. If we're going to fail, I'm going to fail forward because I'm pushing on the door, who is Jesus. I'm not going to be pushing on any other door. I'm going to be walking through the door of the lordship of Christ. And I'm going to move forward by faith. And I'm not going to live in the past. I'm not going to live in the past. Yes, I made mistakes. Yes, I've done things I wished I hadn't have done. But I don't live in the past. I move forward by faith. Paul said, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Remember, anything the devil whispers in your ear is a lie. There's no truth in him. Demons whisper lies in your ear. That's his profession, and he's very good at it. John 8:44 says, when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. If he tries to convince you that you really didn't get set free, that what happened to you was emotional, psychological, you raise up your shield of faith and say, in the name of Jesus, I command that lie to fall to the ground and die. Put up your shield of faith. It says, above all, put up the shield of faith. You won't walk in freedom long if you don't have the shield of faith up.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com. That's dirministry.com.